Hello, I'm Father Joe Roche of the Marian Fathers of the Immaculate Conception. Thank you for joining us as we continue with our year-long journey, reading the diary of St. Maria Faustina Kowalska from beginning to end. Today we have a letter from St. Faustina to her friend, Sister Ludwina Gadzina, from August of 1932. For the greater glory of God, dear Sister Ludwina, I thank you kindly for your short letter. You brought me great pleasure through this letter. Well, I am taking advantage of a moment of free time, since I am not going outside because it is raining, so I would like to devote a few moments to talking with you, Sister dear. I would like to explain my silence, why I have not written anything to you for so long, dear sister. The reason is that at first I did not know I would be staying in Biała for a longer time. You mention in your letter, beloved sister, that we should pray for each other. Oh yes, we should pray much for each other, as we know that such prayer is pleasing to the Lord. I always pray for all of the sisters, but I pray particularly for those sisters whom God entrusted to my care in the novitiate. I feel it is my duty to pray for them, and so also for you, dear sister. You mentioned, beloved sister, whether I do not miss and suffer sometimes because of the lack of spiritual help. Dear sister, I shall answer you quite frankly that I live by faith, and that is why I am happy and satisfied with what God gives me. It is true that in Warsaw I drew much profit for my soul from the help of the superiors, and I am grateful to God. But if God does not give me this help, then too I conform myself to His holy will. Beloved sister, God, as a good father, gives the soul what it needs, everything. God is faithful to His promises. He gives more than we ask of Him. His goodness anticipates us from childhood so that we may be faithful to Him, to God's grace. And as regards suffering, let me explain to you, beloved sister, how I currently understand suffering. Just as a businessman chases after a coin, so we religious sisters should chase after a coin of suffering and write these little everyday sufferings of ours with the sufferings, and unite these little everyday sufferings of ours with the sufferings of Jesus Christ. And because of this union, our coin takes on infinite value, so much so that with it we can purchase immortal souls, the souls of poor sinners. O sister dear, let us try to give pleasure to the Lord Jesus, and we will do this when we bring many souls to His holy feet. It is a good thing for us to embrace the whole world with our prayer, but it is our duty to pray ardently for our wards, for those souls whom God has entrusted to our care, and we know well how much they need prayers. Sister dear, I always go forward, paying no heed to whether the sun is shining or whether there is thunder and lightning. I follow the truth, and it frees me from all difficulties. Beloved sister, I am sorry for scribbling, but I wanted to share with you as much as possible. I would like to tell you, moreover, that there are permanently three sisters in Biała, Sister Telka, Sister Germana, and Sister Isidora. During the summer vacation, the sisters from Płock, as well as the children, will come. There are currently 13 sisters working here. And as you know, sister, the Lord is here, and when the Lord is in the house, all is well. Beloved sister, I am sending you my kind regards, as well as to all the sisters, particularly to Sister Cipriana and Sister Susanna. I ask your prayers. Sister M. Faustina, Biała, 2nd of August, 1932. This is a letter to Sister Ludwina Gadzina. She was born 2 years after St. Faustina. She entered the convent 2 years after Faustina, and she made her final vows 2 years after Faustina. Sister Faustina was her angel in the novitiate and maintained a spiritual friendship with her afterwards. Ludwina died in 1988 at the age of 80. She was a witness in the beatification process of St. Faustina. Faustina feels a special responsibility to pray for the sisters who had been entrusted to her care in the novitiate. Ludwina had asked Faustina if she suffered from not having spiritual help. This was before St. Faustina had Father Sopochko and Father Andras as spiritual directors. It was before her final vows. She did suffer, as we know, but she states that she lives by faith in God, and she accepts what God sends her. The Divine Mercy revelations had begun a year and a half before. She always sought to surrender herself to God's holy will, but she did ask God for the help that she needed. Jesus was her spiritual director, but having a human one allowed her to rely on her vow of obedience. She assured Ludwina that God would give a soul what it needs, and God did give that in abundance to St. Faustina by giving her two very holy spiritual directors along with other helps along the way. But there were times when she had to learn to trust in God because her spiritual directors had not arrived on the scene yet, or sometimes they just weren't available. Faustina has a beautiful teaching on suffering here. When we unite our sufferings with that of Jesus on the cross, our sufferings take on infinite value. She uses the analogy of a coin. We can search for that coin and then pay for the redemption of others with that coin. That is why she brought so many souls to conversion, and that's what drove the evil one so crazy. Uniting her sufferings with Jesus' sufferings had infinite value. She reminds Ludwina to pray for the girls entrusted to their care. She rejoices in the presence of Jesus in the tabernacle in her religious house. We can see here that Faustina is a wonderful spiritual director. She seems to be responding to some of the things that Ludwina must have written about in her letter. Now, Faustina never officially served as a spiritual director or a formator in her religious community. She was never a superior. She always had the simple tasks, like working in the garden, working in the kitchen, answering the door, being at the gate. But we can see how she helped others through her spiritual counsels in her letters, and how she helped us through the spiritual counsels that we have learned in her diary. We have the last letter of Sister Faustina to her friend Sister Ludwina from 1938. 1938, Jesus, Mary, and Joseph. Dearest Sister Ludwina, thank you for your letter. It is always a pleasure for me to read your letters, Sister. I'm interested to learn how you are getting on, Sister. I am glad that Warsaw agrees with you, Sister. I sense how you are doing your utmost to take advantage of everything to give the Lord Jesus pleasure. Faithfulness in small things is a great thing. It is not the greatness of a deed that determines its value, but the greatness of love. I am sorry for not writing so clearly, but I am very weak. Maybe the Lord Jesus will take me soon. Please pray hard for me so that I may know how to patiently take advantage of these last moments. The thought of death fills my soul with joy, in spite of feeling the misery that I am. After all, God is goodness itself. I trust in His mercy, and I am completely at peace. Yes, Sister dear, we should profit while there is still time. Very trying moments, which we sometimes have to endure in life, are a consolation for the soul before death. Sister Camilla is also here in Pradnik. There is something wrong with her lungs, too. I am bringing these few lines to a close because I am very tired. My kindest regards to you and to our sisters. I beg your prayers, beloved sister, and please forgive the inaccuracies of this letter. Sister M. Faustina. Well, St. Faustina wrote this toward the end of her life. She graciously thanks her friend for her last letter and still derives pleasure from reading letters of her friends. She tries to spur her friend on in her growth in sanctity. Love is what matters, in all that we do, she writes. She has trouble expressing her thoughts because she is so weak. She asks for prayers so that she can spend her last days well. She looks forward with joy to her death because she wants to be with Jesus. She remains humble until the end. She trusts in Jesus and she is at peace, that she will be with him forever. She encourages her friend to take advantage of every trial and to offer it to Jesus. With this last letter of St. Faustina to her friend, Sister Ludvina, we bring our podcast of the Diary of St. Faustina to a close. I have enjoyed recording these podcasts. I want to thank you for listening and for joining me on this great adventure with St. Faustina and with her friends. We've learned so much from her. So the question is, where do we go from here? Well, the Lord called us to listen to this podcast, and he called me to record it. He wanted to teach us about his mercy for a reason. So let's ask Jesus, what's next for me? What are you calling me to do? A deepening of my prayer life? Attending daily Mass? Praying the Rosary daily? Making a holy hour regularly? Spiritual reading every day? Perhaps the Lord is calling you to some kind of service, doing the works of mercy in some way. Perhaps you have a religious or a priestly vocation. We'll pray for you. Speak to Jesus. He'll tell you what to do. He taught St. Faustina, and he'll do the same for us. Perhaps the Lord is calling you to further study. If you'd like to get your own copy of the diary, you can go to shopmercy.org/diary. Shop Mercy is all one word. There are many other resources there, like the Divine Mercy Catholic Bible. It shows the beautiful revelations of the Divine Mercy amidst the truths of the sacred scriptures. There are 175 mercy moments and 19 articles that explain how God encounters us with his mercy through his word and his sacraments. You can also receive daily reflections from the Diary of St. Faustina every morning by email. This is called Divine Mercy Daily. Go to thedivinemercy.org/DMD signup. That's all one word, DMDSIGNUP. And then you'll receive a free email every day with a passage from the Diary of St. Faustina. If anyone wants to listen to this podcast all over again, we'll begin rerunning it every episode starting from day one, beginning on April 2nd, 2022. Which I think is tomorrow. I'm recording this ahead of time. And then I want to announce a new podcast. I'm very excited about this. I'm going to be reading daily The Imitation of Christ. After the Bible, this was the most widely read book in the world. And it's another spiritual classic like the Diary of St. Faustina. It'll help us to grow closer to Jesus and to get to know him better, which is all that matters, to follow him more closely. So we're going to begin that new podcast on the Imitation of Christ on Mercy Sunday, April 24th of this year, in a couple of weeks. So I look forward to it, and I hope you'll join me. So thank you, everyone, for listening. Let's stay close to St. Faustina and her friends, Blessed Michael Sopochko, St. John Paul II, she is our friend, and she wants to help us and to intercede for us. And she wants us to trust in Jesus and his mercy and to know that he loves us. Jesus, I trust in you. God bless you. Please follow or subscribe to this podcast to receive the latest episodes and updates. If you have enjoyed this podcast, I invite you to leave a review. Reviews greatly improve our podcast ranking and will help other people throughout the world find St. Faustina's Diary in a Year. Remember, Jesus promised St. Faustina in Diary number 1075 souls who spread the honor of divine mercy are protected by God like an infant by a gentle mother. Please help us spread the message of divine mercy. Thank you, and God bless you. Visit shopmercy.org to order your copy of Divine Mercy in My Soul, the diary of St. Maria Faustina Kowalska. It's available in print in English, Spanish, and Polish, and in English as an e-book, available now on shopmercy.org. Are you enjoying this podcast? I invite you to listen to more shows brought to you by the Marian Fathers of the Immaculate Conception. Join us daily for enriching spiritual content, which will help you on your journey with Jesus Christ. Simply visit DivineMercyPlus.org for a complete list of our shows. That's DivineMercyPlus.org.